Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. And we are broadcasting from snowbound, well, it's not really snowbound, New York City. Folks, you know that who's ever listening to the show now, you know how to dial in. But for those of you that might be listening in a bar or somewhere, or waiting for that car to be repaired. So the number to call in is to get to listen to the show is 347-371-2. Let's get back to that. I think I actually forgot the number. Anyhow, no, I'm sorry. It's 371-347-3595. Anyhow, as you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at noon, 12 noon to 12:30. It's a 30-minute show. We've been broadcasting on this network for about 9 years, at least 9 years. Anyhow, we broadcast time is 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, okay? So the show is basically, you know, this is Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, and so people, different parts of the world can listen to the show. Of course, the ones that are along, and we got a little bit of a late start this morning, not really too bad, but anyhow, so we have people that have called in and found the number on the net even for years ago, like Felix in Johannesburg, South Africa, which is about 6 hours ahead of us. Is that right, Felix? I haven't talked to you in probably 3 or 4 weeks, but I know that you're listening because you're an avid listener, and when we get a chance, we like to talk to each other. And it's been a few years. I hope that everything is going good for you. Let's talk about this 30 minutes. It's basically all about how to really be healthy. Just real quick, let me just tell you that I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. And I'm older than all of you. How do I know I'm older than all of you? Because anyone that's listening to this show really wants to be healthy and live on and on and on and on as possibly as long as you possibly can. Like me. I love life. I love the world. I love people. And I love certain things better than other things. So with all that being said, that I'm sorry, I just took a sip of my early morning, all day long coffee. Listen to this. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in water. It's called interstitial fluid, but it's really water. Water worldwide is contaminated. Why is it contaminated? It started in the year probably 1903. It was a great year, 1903. You know why? Because my father, who is a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic dad and a great person, was born in 1903. How are you, Dad? And right now, today, he's out there in, with my mom. They're out in, I'll think of it in a few minutes. Anyhow, getting back. Look, there's no one older than I am that listens to the show. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old I am because anybody that's as old as I am, they've already given up the ship. Or the thing is, they just lay around, don't do anything. Or they go to bingo games, or they go whatever it is. And the point is that I love life, and I'm going to tell you what the water. I'll tell you real quick. About 23 some odd years ago, I went on a medical convention for a weekend to Tokyo, because when I was in the Air Force, I was in Japan for just a little bit of time. And even though the Second World War was over way before I was there, but there were still different remnants of the war, still, especially outside of Tokyo, different things. So, and while I was walking through the lobby of the hotel that the convention was in, a Japanese gentleman came up to me and he said, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Yes." And he held up a newspaper, a Japanese newspaper, Tokyo newspaper, and it was my picture right on the front page. And everything else was all Japanese, and I don't read Japanese. I'm lucky I can read English. Anyhow, Spanish, I can read English. I mean, I can speak and read Spanish too. Anyhow, so I said, "What does it say, that I'm a mass murderer, like I escaped to Tokyo or something? What does it say?" So he was laughing. He said, "Listen, it says that this is Dr. Barton Nakami. My name is hyphenated. Is it Barton hyphen Nakami? N-A-C-H-A-M-I. Family name from hundreds of years ago, maybe thousands. Anyhow, and it said that that I had a cancer treatment center in Miami, which I did. See, I practiced medicine and chiropractic together when I was practicing medicine in Miami, and for like 23 years, and many people. We treated many people, and still to this day, a lot of people that had been patients still listen to the show. Let me just tell you, because we don't have that much time, but Kangen, Dr. gentleman who I met in the lobby of the hotel, his name is Dr. Shinya. Now, Dr. Hiromi Shinya is a world-renowned physician because he's the fellow who actually invented and developed colonoscopy. Really, Dr. Shinya. And we had become good friends years right then at that point. He told me all about Kangen Water, K-A-N-G-E-N, and the company that produces it is called Enagic, E-N-A-G, and their main headquarters is on the other side of the island. And I'll think of the name of the town in a few minutes. But anyhow, Hiromi Shinya talked me into flying over in a small plane to the other side of the island. Okay, the name just came to my mind. Osaka. Osaka, Japan. That's where the factory and the showroom and everything, board of directors, operate this worldwide water combine. Water. I mean, let's face it. What's more important in the world than water? If without water, beside all the animals and everything else, human beings, we're 85% water. I just said that before when we started the program. And anyhow, I saw these machines as they're being constructed. They have anywhere from 3 to 7 plates, metal plates within the machine. And by the way, it's a little bit, maybe twice the size of the average toaster. You can put it on your kitchen counter and it hooks up into the sink, and it actually transforms the water that comes out of the sink into the Kangen water, which is the healthiest water on the earth. Now, when we talk a little bit more, we can tell. Let me give you the idea what you can do. Now, by the way, I'm not kidding when I said I'm older than all of you. Because of the fact that I have yet to meet anybody in my age category that really cares. maybe they sit and play bridge or play bingo or go to senior clubs. The only reason why I go to senior clubs whenever I get a chance is to be able to tell people the importance of having pure water on your diet. And that's why I'm as healthy as I am. Anyhow, the Japanese Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, is a Japanese word meaning return to origin. So for increased hydration in the water, let me just tell you real quick 4 good reasons why athletes drink Kangen water. In order to balance the body pH, and I'll tell you about the pH in a minute. Increased blood oxygenation. We need to get oxygenated in the blood. If we're in a room and there's old cars being worked on in an automobile repair shop, and there's hardly any air circulating. Everybody who's working there or is waiting for their cars or whatever it may be, they're getting poisoned by the carbon monoxide. Blood absorbs that, and little by little it can create things. So let me tell you about, and also free radical protection. And I wrote, my book that I wrote was published in 1981, I think, and it's called The Senior Citizen Medical and Health Guide. Anyhow, we drink canyon water, especially athletes, could be anybody, for increased hydration. The process of ionization, I-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N, ionization reduces the size of water molecule molecular cluster by 2/3. The cluster of water molecules takes on a hexagonal shape when ionized, I-O-N-I-Z-D. What's this thing about ionized? I'm going to tell you in a minute, okay? And also to get to balance pH, body pH. The body pH, ionization raises the pH of tap water by splitting the water molecule H2O, resulting in the ions H+, that's hydrogen, with a positive electrical charge, and OH, which is the hydroxyl ions, with a negative electrical charge. The resulting increase in available negative ions increases the water's alkalinity. So alkaline water balances the body's pH by neutralizing acids and oxygen. Now, let me tell you, there's all kinds of water, bottled water being, more and more and more people are buying bottled water because they hear all these stories. They know that the tap water is poisonous. It's no good. It's this and that. And like the petroleum industry is doing this thing called fracking, with an F, fracking. Fracking breaks through the Earth's crust with different machinery to try to develop and find other deposits of petroleum deposits. That's the petroleum industry. And naturally, they want to be able to make more money, make more, sell more gas, get more of this, more of that. We all want to make more money. I want to make more money. But the thing is this, I don't want to make my money at someone else's expense. I want to help people. That's why I actually went to, I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. Now the pharmacy, it was an old-time drugstore. When I say old-time, it had a measuring scale, different things from way back when. And my dad was a super smart fellow, and he had taught me how to do the metric system and measure, do different things, and when I was 10 years old. By the time I got to pharmacy school, I was teaching the other kids, the other people, the kids, you know, whatever. So the water, beside hydration, we want to be able to balance the body's pH. Like ionization raises the pH of tap water by splitting the water molecule, H2O, resulting in the ions, hydrogen with a positive charge and OH hydroxyl with a negative charge. Resulting increase is pure water. For increased blood oxygenation, you also want to be able to drink ionized, restructured water on a regular basis. Well, I drink this water called Kangen water. That's my only water supply. I have bottles in my car that I took the machine and I filled up the bottles myself. This bottled water is not yet, when you walk into a, let's say, Poland water, their advertising is terrific. I think it's a great ad on TV showing the water going through a gurgling brook in the beautiful mountains and way up in New Hampshire somewhere. However, unfortunately, the air, the water, everything is contaminated because of, around the year 1903, I told you before, my dad's birthday. So the thing is that there was some fellow got tired of riding his horse around. So he was going, looking, experimenting, and he developed what's called the internal combustion engine. And somebody else came along, put some tires on that engine, and they had a car. Now we have automobiles, billions and billions and billions all over the place. And it's good because people that have low income can be able to install and pay and buy and pay, also get a used car and save thousands of dollars. It's only fair that everybody can be able to benefit from things, even if they are not millionaires. And also with the water, when you drink Kangen water, you're getting free radical protection. And I wrote all about free radicals in my book. Now, the ionized restructured water supplies the body with extra free electrons that can use to neutralize any destructive free radicals. So free radicals actually break the body, they break the cells down. And because the canyon water has a high negative ORP, oxygen reduction potential, is a potent antioxidant. So the pure water is canyon water. So whatever you buy in a bottle from a store, none of it, maybe it's better than drinking tap water, but it's still maybe one step ahead of tap water. So the only really pure water, like when God created the earth billions of years ago, and you go to the beach, I mean, you look at Miami Beach years ago, and the sand, a pure, tannish, beautiful, soft, smooth sand as you walk through it and feel it on your hands, and the ocean coming in with the waves and the white foamy on top and the beautiful blue-green water, the waves coming in 3 or 4 or 10 feet high, and all of that, that is how it looked in creation. Yet guess what? This is Miami Beach and every other beach in the world, but my favorite beach is still Miami Beach, and I've been around a lot of different places in this world and experienced different beaches. However, Miami Beach still looks the same as when creation occurred. It looks like that, but it's not like that because everything is contaminated. Contaminated with things in the air and things all over. That we don't have the time to go into all of that. So let's talk a little bit more about the water and how you want to be able to affect. But, you know, first it's important to know what pH means. That's the potential. It means potential for hydrogen. But let me give you a little bit of an idea. So simply, pH is defined as a potential for hydrogen, which is based upon the concentration of positively charged hydrogen ions. The greater the positive charge, the more acidic your body's cells are, which is not good. To combat this, we drink hexagonal canyon water, which has a high negative ORP, the oxygen reduction potential. So I don't want to go into too much detail because we have a shorter time frame today, a little bit of a late start. And the thing is that, let's put it this way, folks. Everything can't just be to make money. Like, for instance, this Dasani water. Dasani, which is very popular bottle of water, and it's made by Coca-Cola. Dasani. And it's banned in the UK because it has cancer-causing agents in it. But it's not banned here in America. So moving right along, there's all kinds of things, similar stories that I can tell you. We can sit for a week and I can not run out of stories to tell you about. So let's just say that we need to really be more alkaline in the blood. So blood is always slightly alkaline, which is also called basic. So the acid-base balance in the body, and that's what it's called. I remember learning that started to learn about it in high school science class. So the thing is that let's talk more about, if you really want to be healthy, you've got to keep your immune system at a high, high level. You know, God's creation thought about all these things that we need to have. And as time went on and the internal combustion engine, and that was, see, even in my lifetime, when I was a kid growing up, it was very, very rare to hear that someone, rare, R-A-R-E, that someone had cancer. Cancer, that's how rare it was when I was a kid. Now there's all kinds of cancer institutions, cancer this, cancer that, millions and millions of people with different forms of cancer, and most of it starts from emissions of cancer-causing substances in the air, from exhaust from cars, from planes, from boats, from trucks. Yeah, boats have exhaust also. And all of that leads to the contamination of the air that we breathe. So in order to really combat that, the first thing we do, we've got to build up the alkaline water in our body's systems. So we don't have too much more time on the 30-minute shows that I do. You know, we broadcast every week on Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Okay? So let me tell you a little bit more about the water. And everything that I talk about, folks, usually is just from my memory. And let me tell you how, if you when you have let me get back to fracking for a minute, because the fracking contaminates the soil. Most reservoirs that are supposed to have pure water, they're all contaminated. Especially any of these huge. Well, we just got to notice because we've got a little bit of a late start. Sorry about that, folks, but tune in next Friday at 12 noon and we'll get started on time and we'll have more explicit things. So, 90 seconds left. Let's just wish that the crazy people running around the world killing people and creating all kinds of civil wars and that, let's see that they can find the light and know what to do and to be kind to everybody else. In a minute that's left, let me say to my friend, all my Latin friends back home in Miami, disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy, healthy weekend. And with all that being said, folks, remember, tune in next Friday at 12 noon and dial 347-324-3595. My cell phone is 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. Feel free to call me at any time. We can help you with any health situation, and also health and wealth go together. In the 10 seconds left, I just want to say this. Adios, y'all.